brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To fix Obamacare, Congress will have to stand down and allow Obama to operate outside of the courts, outside of law, outside of Congress. And, of course, this is the big test now because the Republican leadership, you know, helped write this with foreign banks. So they want it to go through. That's their orders. And so now Obama will be like, hey, let me do what I want outside of law, and I'll give you the free health care. And then, of course, you'll let him be dictator. It'll get even worse, as I keep telling you, for years and months specifically. And then it'll just get worse and worse and worse. It's kind of like you stuck your arm in something and something bit your finger off. You wouldn't stick your arm back in there. So you stick your arm in the Obamacare hole, and you pull it out, and three fingers have been chewed off. And you hear a voice going, I love you. Stick your hand back in. I'll give you a bag of gold if you stick your hand back in. You know, come to healthcare.gov. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. And you go, well, it sounds sweet. You know, it sounds like Harry Lennox, who now has gone public to media in Chicago, that he actually for years was there and trained Obama. And then you watch and listen to Lennox, and you go back to videos of him years ago, he's Obama. He's the guy. He's the American. He's the smooth-talking guy, the Shakespearean actor who trained Obozo. And we know Obama. I shouldn't call him a bozo, but I like to denigrate their puppets. He's actually a viciously successful puppet who savagely stabbed America in the back 1,000 times, and we're bleeding out right now. So he's actually the great destroyer, the most successful New World Order agent ever against the Republic. Benedict Arnold rolls in his grave with jealousy, flopping end over end, foaming at the mouth with just absolute rapine. Let's get into some of the Obozo care news. They're now reporting that the fix could make it worse. That's what McClatchy's saying, of course. Always going to make it worse. That's the plan. More navigators exposed in new video with the Veritas Project, where they're telling them to engage in fraud and cheat everyone and lie on everything and commit felonies and that they work for the Democratic Party and that they're going to take over the country. And no mainstream media is picking that up because, again, this is the age of total criminality. GOP warns of constitutional crisis, but they're controlled at the top, so don't expect anything. Democratic representative says they haven't seen this much panic since 9/11. Yeah, that was a staged event, too. And the New York Times says there's a crisis in confidence in Obozo. Well, it doesn't matter. He's not facing re-election, so he's designed the abomination, the Ovomit. That's their best name because they're vomiting out their hatred on us with Obama. Like boiling oil dumped off a castle wall on our heads. So we're saying it's a crisis in confidence. And then that will run everyone to the self-propelled Baron Harkonnen, Jabba the Hutt's illegitimate son, the governor of New Jersey. That will run everyone to him in his suspensor belts. And then, of course, he'll come in and double down the savagery, and all the neocon talk show hosts will defend him and say you're liberal if you don't like him, and that I'm a commie because I don't like Christie, and all the rest of it. I mean, this is how they operate. This is how the game works. And if America puts up with this again, I know there's electronic voting machines and a lot of fraud, but it doesn't matter. We should be out in the streets by the millions demanding the resignation of the abomination, Vomitus Maximus, Ludus, Brutus, Tertus. I mean, I'm just trying to come up with names in Latin here, a little bit of pig Latin here, to describe what they're doing to us, ladies and gentlemen. But I got to have some gallows humor sometimes. I have really trouble dealing with this. Just watching the total criminal takeover and them dancing around on the grave of America, shutting everything down. Restaurants I used to go to are shut down or half empty. Movie theaters are empty. Economy's imploding. I live in the best city in the country, and I can see the rot setting in everywhere while globalists fly around above me going to the F1 race this weekend that taxpayers paid for. This billionaire sucked me dry, giggling. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. We are now into the second hour. We have a guest that we're getting hooked up on Skype right now who's an expert on the technotronic technocracy age, the governing system that the globalists actually describe themselves as being adherents of. And this is a system they're trying to set up, so that's coming up here in a few minutes. First off, Congressman McDermott is saying he hasn't seen this much panic on the floor since 9/11. House Democrat compares congressional panic over Obamacare to worst terror attack in nation's history. Well, yeah, that manufactured globalist event killed 3,000 people and was tragic, and then thousands more from the deadly dust the government lied about. But this is going to kill the economy and the engine of prosperity and kill millions through death panels and ration care on record. I mean, we knew what was in the bill, we knew the plan, and now get ready. Get ready to become impoverished. Because they want you impoverished under Cloward and Piven to give up on the free market, blame capitalism for crony fraud capitalism that they brought in, where they socialize our lives, but then transfer the wealth to themselves. So that is just some of the news. Also, CBS is reporting that a TSA agent officer bled for 33 minutes in LAX shooting. Airports are supposedly the most secure places in the country, except for, like, military bases. And then this guy bled for 33 minutes while they got the SWAT team all suited up and ready. Again, it's the culture of just worrying about their safety all day until the point is nobody's safe because a nanny state can do nothing but make you domesticated. A nanny state can do nothing except basically turn you into a sheep. It's so simple. And then we've got the other news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A report's out, Obama is an actor trained by Harry Lennox. This is a big deal if this goes viral. That Harry Lennox is saying, and it's on record, they were friends for about 17 years, and that they had done work together, and they go to each other's houses, and now he reportedly says Obama's horrible and is a rat. You know, that's another quote. A rat, and that Obama was trained by him to be presidential. And then, of course, if you watch Harry Lennox do an interview, it's Obama. The same cadence, the same voice. Obama is copying Lennox, or Lennox is copying Obama. It's like the same guy. And I believe Lennox over Obama. So that article and the source on that is up on Infowars.com right now. Also, the Federal Reserve is planning to accelerate money printing. Congressman warns of Obama creating secret security force, armed security force, that's actually in the Obamacare bill. And then the media is like, oh, he would never do that. They've already set it up with mercenaries with top security clearances guarding federal buildings now. And then the billions of bullets and all the training and the rest of it. I mean, this is just simply amazing. And in some of the other news, countdown, U.S. hits debt ceiling in 84 days. And again, Obama said raising the debt does not raise the debt, only not raising it. That's the only thing that is financially irresponsible. We have a bigger debt than we have yearly GDP. We have a higher debt to savings ratio than Spain and Greece that are both completely bankrupt. And their answer is get us deeper into debt. Why not? The globalists want us impoverished. And if Rand Paul wants to cut the defense budget, he's a traitor. And if Ted Cruz wants to cut some of the corporate welfare and entitlement welfare, oh, he's a horrible person. You can't continue to do this and have 101 million people on food assistance and 100 plus million people on government dole. There's more people on the dole now than in the workforce. Let me say that again. What about the people going bankrupt everywhere? What about the people losing their houses? Well, the folks that have been not working for 5-10 years, they go, I don't care. Tax the rich. It's the ultra-rich lobbying for that against the middle class, their historic enemy, to bankrupt the country. Once they've done that, you're all going to have your welfare taken away. Here's an article, China to ease one-child policy. That's because it's caused such a problem. Having upwards of, 60, 70 more million men than they have women. And it's causing all sorts of societal problems. And India is about to outstrip them in population. And they've ended the labor camps. That's being reported by Reuters. China unveils boldest reforms in decades. Shows that the new president is in command. Folks, they don't need labor camps anymore because they call them jobs. And you go in their suicide nets and they force drug you and forced abortion and you're basically locked up at night and they just don't call it labor camps. And don't worry, China is now on the UN Human Rights Board deciding what's human rights along with Cuba, although it's better. Saudi Arabia is probably a bigger tyranny than China per capita. The only thing worse is North Korea, and I expect them to be made, the head of the UN operation. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com. EPA blocks cities from installing fire hydrants. Again, the EPA shutting down over 500 power plants. Bloomberg reports Philadelphia has 119 fire hydrants that cost about $2,000 each, waiting in a warehouse to be installed, yet they sit there in dry dock because federal regulators say their fittings might taint drinking water with lead. Yeah, the last lead smelting plant in the U.S., it's a very important metal for a lot of industrial uses, it's been shut down, so you can't even get bullets, but they allow lead in the food from China, just no lead in food produced here. And I'm talking microscopic amounts you can't have here. You can just ship it in at thousands of times that. Again, everything is meant to shut us down. Shut us down. Shut America down. Because remember, the globalists, they're all above the law. They're all exempt. This is what their neo-feudalism is. Under a technological tyranny, a technocracy. And that leads us now to our guest who will be with us for the balance of the hour. And then the top former Secret Service agent, he was the head of operations when the president would go overseas. Dan Bongino is going to join us with a lot of key intel at the start of the next hour. And then we'll take phone calls the last 30 minutes or so, I promise. But Patrick Wood, I was familiar with his writings and work from newswithviews.com and other places. But I heard him for an hour on Dr. Stan Monteith a few nights ago. And I've read the Technotronic Age. I've read the Anglo-American Establishment. I've read Quigley's books. I've read Brzezinski's books. I read Council on Foreign Relations publications. And so I knew everything he was saying was accurate, but he knew stuff I didn't know. I went and looked it up, and it was accurate. So I wanted to get him on because he is an editor of a weekly financial analysis service, Findings and Forecast. He has studied elite globalization policies, which you need to do to understand economics, since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton, who was a listener and been on the show, to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. He is also a leading expert on historic and modern technocracy, which plays a prominent role in current world affairs. That says it lightly. An economist by education, a financial analyst and writer by profession, an American constitutionalist by choice, Wood holds a biblical worldview. He has a deep historical insight into the modern attacks on sovereignty, property rights, and personal freedom. Such attacks are the epitome, by the implementation of UN policies such as Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, and an education, the widespread adoption of Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. His current research builds on Trilateral Commission hegemony involving transhumanism, technocracy, and more, and how these are co-opting economics, politics, and religion, which together represent the major pillars of society. Yes, they're taking over all sciences, philosophies, and re-engineering them, and I appreciate him coming on. We're going to skip this network break because I'm behind. This is such important intelligence, so stations shouldn't be skipping this break. It's a network break. We're going to do this because his time is important. AugustForecast.com is his site, and he will be here frequently. There's so many amazing minds out there that we just, you just tend to forget in our rush. And Anthony Sutton, of course, advised Congress, discovered all the documents at the Ford Foundation and others with Patrick Wood, who was a top congressional advisor on the plan to convert America to a tyranny. How our government funded Stalin, Lenin before him, Hitler, didn't run them or control them, built them, just like Saddam and Al Qaeda and all of it. And to understand the scientific tyranny, the application of dehumanization, we give you probably one of the greatest living experts. Because I went and looked into him. I'd seen his writings. I was like, I forgot about Patrick Wood. Why has he never been on the show? He might have been on. I might have forgot. But I don't believe he's ever been with us. And it's just so important, a treasure trove. The reason I'm building this up is you need to understand this is your world. This is how it really runs. These are the guys that in Congress got the documents and went to the Canadian archives and got the intel to put out the intel and to post the documents on their websites. I had Sutton on about 17 years ago, and then I tried to get him on a few years later, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm too ill, but I appreciate your work, and then he died like a week later. I couldn't believe he was like on his deathbed and was sending me emails back. So I just really admire his work as well, and we need to remember these men that have fought so hard. Mr. Wood, I know it's probably annoying having me gush over you, but your intel is so vital to the preservation of human dignity.
Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to get some of this information out. I've been trying hard, as you know, and I always enjoy doing radio and TV interviews whenever I can.
Well, let's do this. Let's say you're talking to a new audience. If you had 5 minutes on national TV, which this basically is now, 3 million people right now conservatively watching and listening, how would you introduce it to laymen? Because my listeners are very smart, very informed, but they always want to give stuff to their family, and so they want it crystallized. Give us the basic overview, and then get into the nuts and bolts of technocracy.
Well, it's really it's a complex and a deep topic, but basically the first idea is this. The problems we've been having in the last 35 to 40 years especially have been economic in nature rather than political. And there's a lot of emphasis in the public, like in the Tea Parties and the conservative movement and even in liberal circles as well, that the world revolves around politics, arguing in Congress and, fighting with the executive branch and so on. And my studies on the Trilateral Commission have pretty much pointed out, what I think with great detail, that the takeover of America has been economic in nature. And that was the nature originally of the Trilateral Commission. It was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. They said frequently that they were going to create a new international economic order. That they used that in every one of their early publications. We didn't really know at the time exactly what that would look like, but we had a pretty good idea from reading the policies. And they have managed over a period of now, since 1973, some 35 plus years, to create this new international economic order. And if we look around, this is what we see today, Alex. This is what's important to realize. Back then, people criticized us for being conspiracy nuts. Today, we have the force of history behind us, which after a 25-year period, of course, becomes history. We can now look back at history and see that what we said in the 1970s was exactly right. This is exactly what they've done. We know that the world system today is broken, almost beyond repair. And we have to put the finger where the finger belongs, and it belongs with this very small elite group of internationalists that were represented by the members of the Trilateral Commission back in 1973, and ever since, I might add, and they have influenced our government, our executive branch of our government, especially. They have influenced our government to an extreme that has literally excluded the American people altogether. We have no control over Congress anymore, it appears. And the executive branch is just going to do what it wants to do. So there's been a fundamental change in the political system in our country, for sure. But the political system was really just useful idiots for this elite group of economy changers, if you will. They had to use the political system to get what they wanted to do economically over these last years. And so we see things like the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, CAFTA. We see the Trans-Pacific Partnership being negotiated right now that is hopefully not going to get put through on fast track, but the administration is trying to get fast track authority established again. This hegemony has continued from 1973 to the day, hasn't let up. Nobody has identified these people behind the scenes. Nobody has, even politicians will not write about them or speak about them. In fact, I think the only living politician living or dead that I know that ever talked about the Trilateral Commission was Barry Goldwater when he wrote his memoirs with no apology back in 1979. So this group was not talked about. These people are not talked about. We've been writing about them since 1977, really. And nothing has changed. They're doing the same thing today they did back then. I don't know how else I could summarize it in a very short period of time, Alex.
Well, you've done a great job. In fact, I'm going to pull up the Barry Goldwater quote with no apologies, where he describes how it's an economic takeover. We're designed to fight a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao. We see a foreign enemy. But when it's corporate and regulatory and incremental, and it creates a global group of less than 100 corporations, in Rockefeller's own words, he's written New York Times articles bragging about it, how they want centralized control and how they divide up the world. U.S.-based companies get the toll roads in Spain. Spain gets the toll roads over here. It's where they divide up the world amongst themselves and then bring in a technocracy to be able to control the population scientifically, where it's impossible to ever get out of it or even know what you're in, and you dumb down the population. So I want to walk through what technocracy and the technotronic age is, what they're doing. Because, I mean, as best I understand it, it is the Cecil Rhodes plan of 1900 and the British royalty and their empire that was in trouble. They said, we'll go corporate, take down our flag, but use corporate energy to still control these holdings that we once had, like India and other places. And at the same time, we'll export this corporate plan and team up with other robber barons in the United States and Europe. That's what Bilderberg later became. But their philosophy comes out of eugenics and Malthus and Galton. And so it's basically eugenics scientifically deployed through a world government corporate system, so it's very hard to fight. I want to get your take on that in a moment, but we did find the quote from No Apologies with Barry Goldwater. He says, quote, the Trilateral Commission is an international, again, the Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical, the churches, from No Apologies. Now, let me break this down for folks and then give you the floor. America was pretty much the sole superpower by the end of World War II, so the globalists had to create a fake bipolar world by giving weapons to the Soviets to then build them up to let us become a tyranny and then share in a backdoor globalist deal, taking over different areas of the world in the name of fighting each other in full spectrum dominance. Then they ended that farce and then moved on to the new Al-Qaeda threat, which they actually ran, to use that to take our liberty. So I'm basically describing the main trait of technocracy is that it's totally amoral, except for the eugenics-based system, that it doesn't even, it uses everything, as Carol quickly said, socialism, fascism, communism, as long as it's command and control. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, we refer to it in pretty much everywhere. People talk about, oh, it's a Brave New World. That book was written in 1932, Alex, and it was written by Aldous Huxley looking straight into the face of technocracy that was a big movement back then. I didn't discover the technocracy movement from the 1930s until a few years ago. And when I did, it piqued my interest so much, I had to investigate and just, you know, go crazy looking for information to try and find out what they were all about. It was a huge movement back in those days, had a large popularity in Canada, and especially in the West, although it did pretty well in the East as well. But these technocrats specified very carefully what they would do if they could replace capitalism. They believed in the Great Depression that capitalism was dead. Unemployment lines were, you know, wrapping around blocks. Soup kitchens were, you know, full, just serving people all day long. And they believed that they could provide an economic system that would be better than capitalism. It didn't get very far. It kind of died out as a movement around 1938 to 1940. But today, it's had a resurgence, if you will.
Sure, it's been adopted as the globalist management program.
It has now been adopted by the globalist management program. And the reason I say this is important, when we follow the money, back in the 1930s, the Rockefeller Carnegie crowd were dumping buckets of money onto the eugenics movement. This is well known and well documented. They did not dump any money on the technocracy movement back then. And so the technocracy movement kind of withered and died after a period of time. However, when Zbigniew Brzezinski resuscitated those ideas in 1970 with his book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technoponic Era, that apparently caught Rockefeller's eye.
That's right. Patrick Wood, stay there. We'll explain who David Rockefeller is, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and more. These two men, you can say more than anybody now, literally govern our civilization. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to our guest, and I'm really going to try to give him the floor to break down the history of this, but you hear me start almost hyperventilating when he's talking about it, because I've done the research. I know it's true. I watched David Rockefeller on C-SPAN 50-something times. I read their publications. I know out of over 70 globalist organizations set up since the 30s, he set up almost all of them, or his dad did, and he's like the omnibudsman of just all of the merger, the whole plan. And then he adopted technocracy, and that's the cameras, that's the systems, that's the to apply that to eugenics. And if you wonder why New York Times endorses it and why all these elites endorse it, the Venus Project and its founder is part of the technocracy movement. This is you live in a giant plastic concentration camp, basically, with a computer programmed by the elite, the megapolis controlling your life. I mean, I could not think of a more horrible fate. But we're going to go back to our guests in a moment. Here's an example of technocracy, okay? Bureaucracy as a science of control. And notice the elites, the central bankers in the last few years, have been calling themselves, and at Davos, they go, we're technocrats. That's a bureaucrat with 1984 spy grids who has a eugenics philosophy. But briefly, look at this. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. Out of 20-plus studies conducted, 27 studies. I always say 24 for some reason. 27 studies over 22 years, scientifically reviewed by Harvard Medical School and their top researchers and the National Research Council. This is not some side group. They said, take fluoride out as a pesticide, take it out of the water. It is giving us massive cancer and dumbing us down. It is. You might as well have a chemical weapon. It is a chemical weapon. The Nazis got it from the Russians to put it in the water. That's a Nuremberg trial. Now, it's in the halogen family. It's the bad halogen. What is the good halogen that blocks it and removes it? Iodine. But iodine, if it's not the right type, can be toxic. That's why we produced the nascent iodine, the only proprietary type that's in the unbound base with the organic vegetable glycerin from Germany. Made in America, but the corn's from Germany. Only place you can get organic corn to make the glycerin. Very expensive. The point is, this is what I take. It's incredible. And yes, I fund my operation with this with good products. That's an example of technocracy. Oh, the government before it was like this in the 20s said, oh, we were having all this retardation and problems. Put it in the salt. Oh, IQs go up 15%. Here's that study. Business Insider reports on it. You see, that's technocracy. Oh, let's take it out and put the bad thing in. Then everybody will behave themselves well. This product is available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, this is why the people perish for lack of knowledge. Something so simple like that. And look, even if you don't want to get our high-quality nation iodine at InfoWarsStore.com to support the broadcast or InfoWarsLife.com, the gourmet salts from the Himalayas and other areas, we've had medical doctors on to break it down. They don't sell it. I ought to be selling it because we've got to fund ourselves. Gourmet salts have it. You definitely, folks, gourmet salt. Just whatever you do, please research this. InfoWarsLife.com has videos on it and more to explain it to you. Okay, now I'm going to shut up. We've only got him for like 25 minutes, and we've got the former top secret service agent coming on who made national headlines last week with our story from InfoWars.com on DrudgeReport.com, where he said, look, it's worse than you know, but he wouldn't go further than that. I've talked to other Secret Service that say it's unbelievable. We can't tell you. Well, I'm going to see what I can squeeze out of him coming up at the start of the next hour. But going back to Patrick Wood, publisher, he's an economist, renowned, exposed the trilaterals, co-wrote the book Trilaterals Over Washington with the icon Anthony C. Sutton, who blew Skull and Bones Wide Open with Charlotte Iserby. He joins us. Okay, so get into, we got up to Brzezinski, who he is, who David Rockefeller is. Tell us, explain technocracy, and then what's happening in our world. Americans don't have to like communism. Well, explain what technocracy is. Communism by the elite, by another name, with them offshore exempt from it. Patrick Wood, break it down.
Well, when I discovered technocracy as a historical study a few years ago, it really piqued my interest, and I said I had to go and research it in depth, and I made some, several trips to secure original research on technocracy. I found out that it had been skipped in the history books primarily because at the time in the 30s, Randolph Hearst got so hacked off by being used by these people that he sent a memo out to all of his newspapers around the country and told them, basically, if you ever mention the word technocracy again, you are fired. And so there was no more articles on technocracy after that time, really. And so it was a little difficult going back to get this information. But after I studied it enough, it really occurred to me that I needed to go back and read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book again in light of technocracy. And what I found out was, Alex, is that his writings lined up philosophically and, idea for idea sort of thing with the doctrine and dogma that was presented in the 1930s. It was very radical back then. In fact, one prominent technocrat wrote a book, a public book, suggesting that President Roosevelt should declare himself dictator after his election so that he could implement technocracy back then. We can be thankful that he didn't take him up on that, but life might be different today.
Yeah.
But when I went back and read Brzezinski again, I was shocked to realize that he was basically saying the same thing. And here's what's kind of ironic or strange. Brzezinski was at Columbia University at the time. Well, in 1932, technocracy as a movement was also housed in Columbia University. Even though the movement got kicked out, all of the professors that were part of it stayed on at Columbia. Many of them died there in their positions, you know, retired and passed. And so here's Brzezinski picking up the trail at the same university where it left off, basically spouting the same dogma. One phrase in particular from his book, one quote, I'd like to read it just because it will just stand your hair on end that Brzezinski understood this even back in 68-70. And I'll have to be the first to admit, Brzezinski was a brilliant man. I don't agree with him on anything he really did or said or wrote, but you have to give him credit for being a brilliant guy. He foresaw the future back then. Of course, they went and manufactured the future after that. But here's what he wrote. The technotronic era, and that technotronic, by the way, is a knockoff for the word technocratic. So he quote again, the technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. Close quote.
Now, I remember that book being on the bookshelf when I was a small child, and by the time I was 10 and was able to read good, I tried to read it, didn't understand it, but I sat around the kitchen table hearing all this from my father growing up, and that's the internet. That's all of it. It was all built and designed to be this grid. So they built a society to control us, and that's the nanny state. That's the close the green belt for no reason and control people. Set up checkpoints. Tell your kids they can't play tag. Say the state rules your kids. This is putting a grid in the name of keeping us safe in that's actually a grid of tyranny and control.
Well, it's interesting that the documents from the early 1930s specified what needed to take place in order for technocracy to survive or to be implanted. One of the things, because technocracy was energy-based, one of the main tenets of their philosophy was that the price-based economic system was going to be discarded. That was capitalism, of course. And it was going to be substituted by a system of energy credits or energy currency that would be used to monitor all exchange of goods and services in the economy. And a carbon-based currency, we haven't seen that, of course, quite yet, but we see the push for carbon-based everything around the world. This is what sustainable development's about. This is what everything green is about. This is what Agenda 21 is about. You get the idea. It's everywhere today. And in fact, there are actually articles out in the last 5 years that are openly discussing carbon currency, but it's really still in a minor
mode.
That's
right. And in England, they show the school kids a cartoon called Megapolis, where the computer tells you when you can go outside, it tells you when you can eat. Everyone has their job in the technocracy. You're only allowed to have one child. This is the plan. So for folks out there, it's fun to know about football and what size, you know, jock strap your favorite sports person wears for whatever reason. I'm being sarcastic. But that doesn't matter. That's a diversion. You read these books written in the 1930s, by Aldous Huxley, whose brother was a eugenicist and went on to found the transhumanist movement and head up the UN, UNESCO program, and Agenda 21 and all of it that came out of the meeting in 92, you really see it's all the same control freak scientific dictatorship system under different names. It's just that the brilliantly evil Brzezinski, who believes in things beyond good and evil, foresaw the gestalt and got the real world manager, David Rockefeller, behind it. Because David Rockefeller, if you had to say one guy's king of the world, you'd have to say it was David Rockefeller. Not so much now, but he was the prime mover working 18 hours a day to bring this world government in. And now his people are in place everywhere. And he chose the Brzezinski model on record, and then he integrated it with eco-science eugenicist model, the injections and the additives that dumb us down. It's all White House science are on record. And you realize this is their military battle plan assaulting us. And they think we're so dumb that we wouldn't get this and warn people. And the elites' comments to me when I've talked to some of the high-level people, and I mean head of the Kissinger Group on record and others off record, is, Alex, the public can't even understand you. You're one of us, even if you don't know it, and you're going to grow up and see that. I'm going to grow up and see that and block development in the third world when that would actually reduce their population, what you claim you want. I've got to see that when you're busy funding Al-Qaeda to then blow stuff up to take my rights. The point is they claim it's all scientific for the better good. At the bottom of it is really an authoritarian lust for dehumanization. And I want you to continue with your presentation and all these slides you sent us for the TV viewers. But continuing to get into their plan, studying them and working with Sutton on their larger plan, what would you say their real philosophy was? I mean, in just 10 words or less, I mean, what is it? Neo-feudalist, just haters of humanity, control freaks? Who are these people?
Well, they're driven by money. They're driven by a lust for money. They sought to create a new international economic order in 1973. I don't really think that game plan has changed. It's still an economic issue. It's still about profits. It's still about manipulation of the markets for their good. They would press out competition, and they have pressed out competition over the decades. So it's still, they're still looking to make as much money as they can. They have little regard for the amount of money that you and I might make. In fact, the original model of technocracy from the 30s did away with private property altogether. We see this thing picked up in Agenda 21 documents, by the way, that private property is out. And
well, sure, they want a post-industrial world. They want to make us poor, in their own words, as a tool of control.
Well, essentially, what they want is just all of our production, Alex. And, you know, if you go back to the feudal world, the Dark Ages, it was very dark. And you look at people back then, they were mostly farmers, agrarian, but they were productive. They were able to grow things, and the land yielded stuff. It's just that the lords of the land took 90% of everything that they grew, or the animals they bred. They were not allowed to keep anything except for just what they needed to stay alive. And this is kind of where we're going. They're still looking at getting the output of our hands, if you will, the output of our production, but they want it for themselves. They don't want to share it back with us. So even in the end, that's still a very economic oriented.
You're right. And they use our energy to build their little castles in the sky for their power trip. So it's robbing our destiny. Continue with your presentation.
That's exactly right. So Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in 1970, again, in Between Two Ages, and I quote this, he said, "The nation state as a fundamental unit of man's organized life has ceased to be the principal creative force. International banks and multinational corporations are acting and planning terms that are far in advance of the political concept of the nation state." Close quote. That says a mouthful, but this also has not changed. This philosophy of this elite group has not changed since Brzezinski wrote that in 1970. And they believe that the nation state is basically just not compatible with reality, and they are acting as if it did not exist. So as they move forward in the world, and in China and Europe and, of course, in other, India and other minor countries, and especially in North America, as they have moved forward, we can see their fingerprints and their footprints all over the economic scene. And they have used co-opted the political mechanisms to achieve their new, their new economic order pipe dream.
Well, that's right. Instead of an economy based on whoever has the best innovations, who's the most honorable, it becomes who is the technocrats, who is in control. And then they're tax exempt under globalism and have diplomatic immunity. And we are just crushed by total surveillance, which is their plan.
You know, I would, you're old enough to remember some of the old green people from maybe the 60s and 70s with their long hair and so on. If you can find a green, one of those original green people today and talk to them about the current state of the green movement, you'll see them spitting molten nails because they believe that their movement was taken over by these people, the Rockefeller crowd and so on. They were given a lot of money. Then they were told after they had the money, well, you're not managing right. We need to send in our managers to manage your organization. And basically the whole green movement got hijacked by this group and now has been turned on us, of course, showered with money, but it has been turned on us to bring this green agenda, to bring in an energy-based society. And as an economic system, I can't stress that enough because that's what smart grid is all about, for instance. That's what cap and trade is all about, for instance. That's what global warming is all about, for instance, with Al Gore, excuse me, being on the front of every publication almost that has anything to do with global warming. Al Gore is a member of the Trilateral Commission, still is.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come back with our guests to break this down. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. You can follow us on Twitter. You can check out Patrick Wood's site, AugustForecast.com.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you've heard about the Black Friday sale at BePrepared.com. Tomorrow only. Get free shipping on orders over $50. You better hurry. All Mountain House cans are 25 to 50% off. Freeze-dried strawberries are 64% off. Freeze-dried tomatoes are 70% off. And there's more. While supplies last, sale starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. For food storage, emergency kits, and more, visit Emergency Essentials at BePrepared.com. This holiday season, the choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, Video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to Video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Shackles on me.
Folks, here's an example of how the propaganda is 24/7. I was in the coffee room this morning watching MSNBC monitoring state-run media, and they were promoting the end of the earth because of the hurricane, or the typhoon that hit the Philippines and saying Al Gore was right, we've got to do the carbon taxes, that will save it. And then just now during the break on CNN, they're worshiping Ted Turner, and his far-reaching impact was the headline, and how he is saving the earth. I mean, it's just never-ending. Let us run the world. We're saving you. And then meanwhile, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, all of them are on record supporting an 80-plus percent population reduction. We're joined by Patrick Wood. He sent us amazing documents today. If you're a TV viewer, we've been putting these documents and documentation and quotes up on screen. We've got until 5 after next hour. Then we've got the famous Secret Service agent joining us with Inside Intel. But, Patrick, in the time we've got left in this segment and the next, and I want to have you back very soon, get into their philosophy, eugenics, how it ties into the older globalist plans and all the other key points that people need to know about technocracy, the system that we're going under right now.
Well, we haven't really broached the subject of transhumanism, and I don't know that we have time to do that. But
start getting into it.
The Rockefeller crowd back in the 30s, the 1920s and 30s, poured a lot of money into the eugenics movement, and it was a very big movement back then. It's kind of been buried, especially buried since World War II with Nazi Germany's experience with eugenics. Kind of been a taboo topic and hasn't been discussed much. But
yeah, they call it implementation by stealth. That's their official policy.
Well, it is now, for sure. And back then, though, since there wasn't a lot of money poured on it, on top of technocracy incorporated, eugenics was not really part of their agenda, not directly in any case. Some of their members were obviously influenced by the genetics, by the eugenics movement back then, but that was not really an official part of their platform, if you will. They were very economic in nature. They were focused on creating an economy that would be balanced, that would be free of poverty.
Exactly. But David Rockefeller wants to use it to carry out eugenics. He wants a computerized, weaponized system to dehumanize.
Well, yes, we could see the dovetail in modern times where eugenics is an undercurrent. That's starting to, you know, kind of come back to the surface in this. Transhumanism really brings this out. Transhumanism and technocracy are like Siamese twins joined at the hip, if you will. They're both based on scientism, the philosophy of scientism. And transhumanism basically sets up a society of the haves and the have-nots, again, based on genetic modification. And so those who are genetically enhanced, if you will be the haves, and the rest of the people who are not genetically enhanced, maybe they won't be as smart, maybe they won't be as strong or athletic or whatever, they will be the have-nots. And, you know, basically we'll end up with the eugenic system that can be controlled by push button rather than by edict as it was during Nazi Germany.
And then people will beg to be enslaved by the new genetic modifications in the toxic environment when it's really a Trojan horse backdoor of control. That's how they always sell it. Absolutely on target with your research. And, of course, as you said, Huxley was one of these transhumanists before it even had the term. And his brother founded that movement when eugenics was given a bad name on record. We're going to come back in 60 seconds, give you 5 more minutes to get into other tidbits. We'll definitely have to have you back in the near future. Third hour coming up, InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.